Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Viviana Bett from Cantina Umpate Bortolotti. The last bit's easy, Bortolotti. I can imagine going to the vineyard and a lot of people saying, I bought a lotti of Prosecco. Excellent. What we're going to talk about today is the method of production of Prosecco, how you make it. The rules changed recently and reduced the yields, didn't they, for DOCG Prosecco. We spoke about that
yes,
last week.
Yes.
Do you know the
rules has changed, but the production is still the same.
Mm. So what was the change in the rules?
Okay, the DOCG was created to protect the name of Prosecco because there are a lot of imitations. But I would say that the rules for the production are the same. Only the quantity of plants is lower than before.
Do you know what?
But not that much.
Not that much.
Not that much, yes. And you have more controls about the quality of the wine you are producing.
Yeah.
And so controls in the vineyard and also in the cantina, in the winery.
Okay. Let's go through the process. I'm out in the fields. I've harvested my grapes.
Yes.
Are you allowed to use...
Hands picked up.
Must the be hand-picked.
Middle hand of September.
Yep.
The grapes are harvested by hand.
And they're always by hand?
Yes, yes, always by hand.
Okay, so you bring the grapes in to the into the vineyard. Are they brought in big trucks and barrels or small trays, or does it just depend?
Yes, it just depends because you have also high hills where we are, and so you have to take the grapes on your
back.
Your back
yeah.
And then to put them into a van.
Excellent.
And then they go to the direct to the winery.
Okay.
To be pressed.
To be pressed?
Yes.
Any particular presses or anything?
Yes, the machinery is a particular machinery.
Yeah.
Yes, but are soft pressed.
Yeah.
Soft pressed.
Press the grapes, got your juice, stick it into a tank.
Yes, and in the tank you have a first fermentation and the must becomes in this way wine. But then, for making the sparkling version, you have a second fermentation.
Yep.
You have to add in these stainless steel tanks. You have to add yeasts and sugar.
Yep.
And so in this way, you have alcohol then and the carbon dioxide. Yeah, so it's produced.
So a bit of carbon dioxide. Now,
dioxide.
Is it done in the same tank as the primary fermentation?
No, is another one normally.
It's a special tank.
Yes, it's a special tank. Yeah.
And is it done straight away? So you finish your primary fermentation, move the wine to the second tank, and then you do your
yes, and then when you have the surlis, I think
surlis.
Yes,
so the dead. You've got the dead yeast and the lees forming at the bottom.
Yes, not but in the second fermentation, when you have the. We say in Italian presa di spuma, when the wine starts to bubble. This happens at 20 degrees.
Yep.
20 degrees. And then...
The temperature drops.
Yes, it drops to 13, 14 and continue to bubble for 45 days. And then the wine is ready.
Oh, okay. So they start the second fermentation at 20 degrees.
20 degrees, and then the temperature, yes.
Okay.
And then, okay, you have to make a filtration of the wine, and yes, the wine is ready. But we are used to leave the wine in bottles for 2 months before selling it, because we think it's good.
Okay. Mm. And when bottling, I've seen wines being bottled, for champagne method, but there is still wine at that point, so it's not really a problem. But filling up a wine from a big foamy pressurized tank, I can just imagine opening the tap and all you get is foam and steam coming out. It'd be a disaster.
No, it cannot be because you have an isobaric, so the pressure is controlled. Yes, and so you don't have this.
So do you leave? Do you bottle it from that
Not direct from the tank. It the wine pass to another tank, and then from there to the bottle. And okay. It is all the pressure is controlled. Is isobaric, I would say.
So what do I do? Do I get my bottle and just take it up to the tank, put it there, and open the tap up, and it comes out?
No, you cannot do so that way.
How does it work? Is it a hose, or how does the bottling line work?
Yes, you have a kind of tubes from this tank to the bottles.
Okay.
Yeah. And then comes the cork.
Okay. Yes. So does a tube go into the bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Seals the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you have the cork is.
Before we do that. Before that.
A tube. It is not. It is a machine in which all the bottles. Make this way.
Journey,
yep. Yes, this turning, and you have this tube coming from the tank,
yep.
Which goes to the bottle, and then you have to put the cork into the bottle. And
okay, and some Proseccos have foil on the top, like champagne. Some Proseccos don't have any foil on the top.
Foil.
The metal. Why do they? Why? I heard, and I've sort of assumed it's true, that and the reason that champagne has a foil on the top is so in the old days before the EU regulations, you never quite knew how much wine you were getting, so to stop people doing
no.
that.
No. No, normally when you are making a sparkling version, you have also a foil at the top. If you're making the frizzante version, you can you cannot have this foil because you have normally the closure with cork and string. There isn't a reason, the foil of the foil, yes.
And also one last wee thing before we close up. Prosecco can be made of Fizanti or a Spumanti.
Mm-hmm.
And Fizanti is a lower pressure.
Yes, it has a 2.5 pressure normally, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that? Do you just put in less sugar during the second fermentation?
They stop the fermentation.
Oh, okay.
They stop the fermentation, yes.
Early with the temperature.
Yes, with the temperature.
By dropping the temperature.
Yes.
Okay. So is a Fizanti always going to be slightly sweeter than a Spumanti?
Not really. It is sweeter than a Brut, mm-hmm. than a Spumante Brut normally. But you have a different version of the Spumante because the Valdobbiadene DOCG can be made as a Brut, which is the driest one,
yep.
But also as an extra dry, which is in the middle, and a dry, which is the sweetest one.
What's the Italian names for it?
We say Brut, extra dry, dry.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and even if dry in English means dry, in Italy means sweet.
Yeah,
yes,
sure.
Yes, and so, but normally I would say that a frizzante is like an extra dry for residual sugar content, yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right then, Viviana, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.